Good example of how the depths of Gemara. Okay, in that sometimes you don't realize there's a lot going on. If you've learned before, then somebody asks you a question, you say, "Oh my God, this is good sugya." So this is what happened to me today. I've learned brachot before, but Micah has a night seat of chabruta in brachot. Who's Micah learning again? That's right. And Micah said, "Oh, this is interline here, a tav vizu vizu." What does it mean? So I started looking at them. I said, "Oh wow, there's like four different things it can mean. This is a pretty interesting sugya." And lo and behold, the Shir Koli was born. Okay, so unfortunately, Micah's not here to receive the credit, but where's Zach Solomon for that matter? But we'll have a good shoe without him. Okay, so let's start out with this Gemara Brachot and think about how Havdalah plays out. And we'll get to the line that they asked him about, Ta, Bazoo, Bazoo, we'll get to shortly, but there's really some interesting things even before that. Okay, here, let's get started. So the Gemara is discussing the history of Havdalah. And it's often good in life, and I know we're used to what we do, but to realize the halakha, like everything else, has a history. So was it always true that we do what we do? So we, of course, in a certain sense, do Havdalah twice, right? We say Havdalah in davening. We had a paragraph called Atachan Antanu. And then we say Havdalah al HaKos. And not only that, I also want to welcome Sammy's mom. Okay, it's always exciting when mom comes to Shir Koli. We love that. Okay, so don't worry. I promise not to call you and read. Okay, so here we go, guys. So each one has halachic impact. Guys, just to get the practical halakha down, when you say Havdalah in davening, what do you have to do at that point? I don't know. Malacha, right? You could drive home from shul. And when you say Havdalah al HaKos, that's when you could eat. Okay? So each one has its impact. But apparently, it wasn't always true that we did both. So let's look at the history of halakha here. B'tchila kavo b'tchila. They said Havdalah is a great idea. Let's put it in davening. Heshiru, the community got a bit more wealthy. Kavu al HaKos. This is also pretty fascinating. Like in a lot of societies, wine could be expensive. So I guess Chazal took that into consideration. If we're asking people to make Havdalah, they're going to consume more wine over the course of the year. That could be an expense. So it was really only when the community got more affluent that they switched it from davening to a cup of wine. Okay, next. Chazru v'enu, like everything else, right? Their economic ups and downs. They got poor again. Kavu b'tfila. They moved it back to davening. Notice the assumption here does seem to be they're doing both. So you're doing one or the other. But then what does it say? V'heimamru, hamaudu b'tfila, sarech sheyavdil alako. Somehow, what was the ultimate conclusion? We're going to do both. Okay, so there was this economic up and down that decided, is Havdalah a cup of wine? Is Havdalah a davening? At the end of the day, we do both. Okay, next. Imanami, Rav Yosef, mitavai, hamaudu b'tfila, sarech sheyavdil alako. Amarava, umotvina nashmaita. Now there's a question. Now we move to the topic, to the case of mistakes. And we all know in halakha, there are mistakes that are crucial, mistakes that are not so crucial. Sometimes you have to go back in davening, sometimes you don't. Let's see how it plays out. Tav, alo, hezik, gvurit, kasham, b'tchira, meitim. Guys, what's gvurit, kasham, b'kod, word for? Masha, b'ruach, excellent. V'sheila, b'birkat, hashem, v'tein, talo, matar. Machzir, noto, you do have to go back. Havdalah, b'chon, and hadat. What if I left out Havdalah, namotzash? Ein, machzir, noto. You don't have to go back. Why? What's the language here? You don't have to go back because there's another Havdalah on the way, so we're not going to make you say the Amidah again because there's another Havdalah on the way. However, let's read it very carefully. What was the language? Yachol lomra lakos. Now, if I'm obligated to do so, right, it's not so much yachol, the language should be, because I will say it on the cups. That challenges the idea that I always have to do both. So the Gemara says, you know, lo teima mifnei shiachol l'melakos. How should you rather say it? Eima mifnei shom l'melakos. Indeed, we can see the point. Yacholom is the wrong formulation. The right formulation is you will. So if we stop right here, what's still the assumption, guys? Every Jew is going to say Havdalah twice on a motzash, once in tefillah and once in on the cup of wine. And what follows from that? If anybody forgets it in davening, what's the din? You don't have to go back because you'll get a Havdalah anyway. Okay, everyone still good? Okay, great. Next. Now comes the great case. And again, as I said, till Mike Eisen asked me the question, I did not realize how great a case it was. Okay, it's going to make a new rule for life. Okay, if you ask a question that might inspire Shir Koli, don't make the mistake of not coming to Shir Koli. Okay, here we go. Ba'mine Rav Chizda Mei Rav Sheshet. Ta bizu u bizu mau. Now, what did we discuss till now? I made one mistake. I left Atachan Atanu out of Arvit. What if I made a mistake in both? What's the din? Amrlei ta bazu bazu chozer l'rosh. Then I have to get the ball started again. Now, what would chozer l'rosh mean? So I admit there are other possibilities. But let's look at Rashi. Rashi's usually our mainstream position. Chos l'rosh, l'tfila, vilakos. So somehow, it's almost like I get fined. If I messed up both, what do we say? Oh, you messed up both? Go back to the beginning. So let's just review for 1 second. If I only messed up in davening, what's the din? Nothing to go back for. I'm going to get Abdullah in anyway on the cup of wine. Ah, you messed up in both. Then we come down harsh upon you and we say you have to go back. But here there's a question. I can't believe I never asked this question until this year. Okay, what does it mean you messed up in both? Ah, Joey Kaplan's an intelligent fellow. He immediately heard the question. Joey, you got there like 38 years before me. Excellent. Okay, so well, let's think about why that's a question, guys. Why is that a question? Well, tav in davening is easy. How do you make a mistake in davening? You didn't say atach anatana. Wait, how did you make a mistake in Havdalah? Now, what if you guys tell me you forgot to say Havdalah? Right? It's Saturday night, and your best friend calls right after Shabbos, and you have a half-hour conversation with him. Would you say now, tav Havdalah? Why not? Say now, right? It's not an absolute obligation to say the first second Shabbos is over. If you're in the middle of a great conversation, end up saying it 45 minutes later, it is a perfectly good Havdalah. So what exactly does it mean, ta'abazu? Right, see the problem? There's no mistake, right? Tefillah was easy. The mistake of tefillah is you said davening and left on a tachan atanu. It's not clear at all what it could mean, ta'abahavdalah. Right, not saying you does not ta'a, it just means you delayed a mitzvah. Okay, who has a comment? Yeah, Josh. That is true. But that's a pretty radical shot, Josh, to say, what does tub as you mean? It's now Wednesday morning, and you have not done either. No, but Josh is absolutely right. Josh is absolutely right. Guys, it's a good halacha to realize. We paskin, you could say Havdalah, till the end of Tuesday afternoon. Now, just think for a second, it's good to know why. Okay, who knows why that's true? What's the basis for that psak? Effie.
Wednesday is like the middle of the week.
Ah, terrific. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, Effie. Oh, very clever. Okay, let's say you are truly neo-Hasidic. Okay, let's say you are Eitan Guttenmacher. Okay, we're now moved on. We've now moved on, guys. I used to think Noah Ryson was the Yeshiva Kabbalist, but we're now giving the title to Eitan Guttenmacher. Okay. So, yeah, that's right. See, no, you lost it. A little too much Baba Basra, and Eitan took the title. Okay. What? Yeah, you guys are not running. Okay, so... Okay. No, oh, that's true. Eitan Guttenmacher has two advantages over Noah Ryson. He's the Yeshiva Kabbalist, and he wears socks. Okay, so... Okay. Well, that might make you less new. That's true. Okay, but in any case, let's say I think that all my life arrives on Shabbos, right? At any point of the week, what am I thinking about? What's my proximity to Shabbat? So if you think about the week that way, it's actually very simple. What is every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? I am in the post-Shabbos period, right? The Shabbos that I'm closest to is the Shabbos that just happened. Where am I in life every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? I'm in the pre-Shabbos period. Right? It makes a lot of sense. Right? And it's actually quite reasonable. Right? So now, therefore, what's the svara? I should be able to say Havdalah as long as I'm in the post-Shabbos period. So that's why I can actually say Havdalah through Tuesday. But Josh, it just makes the question stronger. What does it mean, Tabazu, if I actually have till Tuesday to do so? Okay, anybody else with a comment or question? Yeah, Josh. So Josh wants to say maybe it's really parallel. Davening was I made a davening mistake. I left out a tachan antanu. So I actually did say Havdalah, but with an error. So Josh is right. That might be the easiest way to go. But let's try to play it out a little bit, guys. What kind of error would it be? Meaning, tefillah was easy, right? What's the error? I simply left out a tachan antanu. Let's just think for a second together, guys. If I wanted to make the best parallel, what would be the parallel to Havdalah? I left out the bracha. That would be a little bit of an odd Havdalah, right, guys? I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but you'd have to be pretty forgetful to get up and say, I'm going to make Havdalah now, but I said, Bergafa and Ashen Besamim, and somehow got distracted and left out. So Joshua, I admit, the Gemara has odd cases sometimes, but I think we can concede that's a pretty odd case, right?
And then more like, he said during tefillah, and then he said during both. I'm expected during
tefillah,
during kos, during both.
You lost me. What's my mistake during kos?
And we never talk about it. And now we're talking about as in, it sounds like he said he made a mistake during A, and then during A and B. And we skipped out the suit piece.
You say, why do we ask about just the mistaken coast?
Yeah.
All right, look, it's an interesting question, but we haven't even figured out what the mistaken coast is. So let's try to do that first, and then we'll... Right? Okay, you have a suggestion?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, it could be like, we always had Malvin comes to call, so like, let's say it's a situation where it's supposed to say Malvin comes to call, actually, that's pretty rare.
Interesting. Okay, very good, Yoni Kurtz. So Yoni is a very interesting suggestion. What if it's a more complicated Havdalah? What if it's one of those Yak Nahaz type cases? Okay, this is great, guys. This is one of these where certain things you have to know just to be knowledgeable Jew. For some strange reason, you have to know what Yak Nahaz stands for, otherwise you get kicked out of the Talmudic parties. Okay, David Edwards, do you know what Yak Nahaz stands for? Okay, oh no, David. That's it. Good thing you're staying Shana Bet, otherwise they'll kick you out of those UFC Talmudic parties. Okay, Josh Milstein. What?
He'll be done after today.
Yeah, he's good to go. Do you know what Yak Nahaz stands for? There you go. Josh Milstein can go to college next year. Excellent. Okay, so, Yak Nahaz. Okay, now, couldn't someone get confused by that? Oh, it's confusing. I'm trying to say Kiddush for Yom Tov. I'm trying to say Havdalah for Shabbos. So, very good, Yoni. So that might be a case where it's reasonable that someone might have left out the Havdalah. Could we all agree with that? You know, as I'm starting to think, it's really reasonable. Because imagine, guys, Shabbos was Erev Pesach. Now it's Pesach night. It could be, what are you thinking? You're so in Seder mode. You're not thinking of chal about the fact that there's Havdalah. That's quite reasonable, actually. So maybe if we made it a Yak Nahaz situation, then it's the exact same mistake as Tefillah. Right? Tefillah, you left out a Tachan and Tanu, and Havdalah, you left out Hamavdil. Excellent, Yonis. That's one possibility out there. David?
Maybe you had like an improper share of wine, but I think that would be even weirder if it instituted with an economic kind of thing.
Okay, good. Good. Yes, keep it going.
I don't find it in the Josh. Weird case, wouldn't that still be just a case where you just hadn't said?
Excellent. That's a very good question. Okay, excellent. Yeah, Josh.
What is the function of saying Baruch HaMavdil in Kodesh
HaKol? Okay, so let's talk about that for 1 second. It's really not crucial here. Baruch HaMavdil is simply a substitute for. Very good. It is a short form of a Tachan and Tanu. Basically, if you think about it, there is a davening Havdalah and a Kos Havdalah. And let's say I want to do Malacha. What did Chazal want? They want to make life easy for me. Let's say I haven't davened Marv yet, but it might happen to take a lot of cases. Right? Let's say right after Shabbos, there's a need for some Malacha. But you haven't davened Marv yet. So what did we institute? There is a short substitute for Atach and Atach. Haven't seen that? So that's what Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh HaKol is. No, but it makes sense, though. Let's say I didn't say Baruch HaMavdil. What's my tohu? I left out a Tachan Adonu.
Why can't you say Baruch HaMavdil? Let's say you said Shabbat, you forget, you just say Baruch HaMavdil.
Okay, so look, you're asking good questions, but I would say Baruch HaMavdil is when you need it. It's not the ideal form of Havdalah Batila. The ideal form of Havdalah Batila is to say a Tachan Adonu. And therefore, you might have thought that when it would still work. That's a good point. Actually, that's actually a great point. Okay, I should put this on the final. Okay. Sammy's going to be on the final. Okay. Okay. Let's say I'd like to drive home from Shul on Motzei Shabbos. This is a great case. And I forgot a Tachan Tadu and Marv. Okay. So, everyone see? Do I have to say Shmon Esri again?
No.
We just said because you're going to say it on the cup of wine. But I still would have to say Baruch HaMavdil, right? Because I want to do Malacha. Right? But you could still ask, it's still a reasonable question per se, should I have to go back and say Shmona Esrei again? Okay, yeah. Simcha.
A bit of a side question on what you just said.
Yeah.
Let's say you forget Shmona Esrei, now you want to do an Abdullah, you have to light the candle before you're actually saying.
Yeah, you should say Baruch HaMavdil.
So you just have to say Baruch HaMavdil first.
Yeah, I mean, it takes really 6 seconds, but yeah. Josh.
Six
on the
that's a lot of
okay, fine. 3 seconds. Okay, yeah. I think Baruch HaMavdil very seriously. Yeah, Josh.
There's more so a question on Rashi. When he says that when it says close over the Rosh, that means that you repeat Shmona Esrei and the entirety of Havdalah again. It's set in like a more just like logical way. If you skip a Tachan and Tanu, and then Havdalah suffices for both, then this should be...
Okay, so I don't know if you caught it, but I kind of alluded to the fact that Chos LaRosh might be read differently. But let's go with Rashi for now and see if there's another Pshat Chos LaRosh as we go along. Okay, Eitan.
For any time that we are say Yakna, for
Pesach, don't we not say Pesach Matzah anyway? So we can't have like a case of both.
No, but this is a different version of it. That's correct. Who said that? It's very good. Who said it? There? Excellent. Sam Clark, our liturgy guy.
What is it?
There's a different form of a Tachan Tanu, as it were. Because again, we try to differentiate, guys, between Ma'avdil ben Kodesh L'chol and Ma'avdil ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. So that's why the formulation changes. There's still differentiation made, but a more subtle kind of differentiation. Yeah. Ilan.
Allows us to do
Look, it's a very interesting question why that is, but I'm going to leave that aside for now. Okay, if you're really curious, in the Rav Salvatier book on Brachot, that Rabbi Reichman put out, there's lumdus on that question, how the two Abdullahs work. Okay, but I decided not to do it today. Is, yeah, we ask the Kiva Garden, he'll be willing to do anything.
Is there any difference in what we can do?
Aside from eating? I mean, Malacha was totally mutter beforehand.
So then, can that be the thing, that if we ate before Abdullah, that's enough?
Yeah. Ah! That was very clever. See, guys, if you just poke along, if you guys come with a little bit of shutting. Okay, so we were trying to figure out, that was excellent, what a ta'ud could be. So suffer we have the Yoni Kurtz proposition. Maybe you actually left out Havdalah. I mean, Joshua already suggested it. But we were struggling, how could you possibly leave out Havdalah in Havdalah? So suffer Yoni Kurtz said, maybe it's a more complicated Havdalah. It's a Yaknahas type situation. That's why you left it out. But now Yoni said, Ilan says something very good. Maybe the mistake wasn't Havdalah, but it's in the halachot that surround Havdalah. What if I ate before Havdalah? So that might be a case where there's a concrete ta'ut. I made a mistake, not in my recital. I made a mistake in doing something I was not allowed to do before the recital. Excellent, Ilan Brady. That is going to be another major theory in the Rishonim. Yeah, Michael.
So are we saying the case where you have to go back, are you saying, is
the double mistake.
Yeah, the double mistake.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter. Exactly. You know, Josh, this is what's bothering you and Michael. What if you think about it as more of a... I think we all function this way sometimes. Like, it's more like of a fine. Like, let's say you're the authority and someone says, I made a mistake. So I think you would say, oh, you made a mistake, we can live with it. But what if they said to you, told you, I made a mistake in everything I was supposed to do? So sounds like that's a little irritating. What do you say? You made a mistake in everything? Start afresh. Go back to... So I think that's part of what's going on here. All right, you left out of Tachan Tanu, we'll live with it. Just say it in. Just say, I'm sorry, Abdullah. On the cup of wine. When someone comes to Allah and says, I just can't get anything right, I left out of Tachan Tanu and I made one of those mistakes regarding Abdullah Kos, can you say, you know what? You're so carefree about this. Start from the beginning. Go back to the beginning and do it all. I think that's what seems to emerge here. Yeah, Noah.
Two things. One, halakhically, can we say like Tachan Tanu and Shmak later if we remember in the middle of Shulah Esrei?
The answer is yes, actually.
Yeah. Even though we're going to say Abdullah anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And the second thing is, another possibility for the problem that we make is if we mess up the order, that even then there's like a machlok that all money order should.
Okay, good. Good, Noah. Good. Okay, two more comments, we're gonna move on. Yes, Sage.
I think maybe more like a Amish way to explain why you need to go back before like Mara, as opposed to just like Knast. It's like this as kind of like a mallet, like similar to like the case of like giving somebody Arba Minim on day one, where it's like if you use Matana Nam Mahsur, then like it works. But if they don't give it back, then they're like retroactively not the USA because they only had malice for the condition that they were going to give it back. So like they were USA, but they became un USA basically.
Okay, very good. Okay, very good. I think we're going to see a similar idea as we go along. Okay, very good, Sage. I understand. Very good. Okay, I'm going to go ahead now. If you don't mind, Josh, I'll go ahead and we'll come back to this. Now, we're going to do like a 3-minute tangent, and then we're going to come back to the major question. Because there's just one other interesting issue that emerges here. Let's go to the Shita Mekubetz in Bracha, source 3. This is a clever thing to do, guys. It's always clever when you can derive some halacha between the lines. The word bread does not come up once in the sugya, but says the Shita, but the careful reader can see the bread between the lines. Now, how can you see the bread between the lines? Now, just realize the halacha here, guys. You can do kiddush. You guys have probably seen this, right? You can do kiddush on bread. You can make havdalah on bread. Why should that be? Kiddush and havdalah seem rather similar. Here we go. Damailo tiknu ala pat. Deleklamenu dehenu duavlum pat. Dimkin b'may chayu. Ah, that is really interesting. Okay, guys, that's when you're a clever learner, when you can see what's not explicit. He says, wait, people who were poor, and therefore they canceled havdalah. But people were poor probably means they couldn't afford wine. It probably doesn't mean they couldn't afford bread. Bread is just a staple of the human diet. But if they had bread, that means even if there was an economic downturn, we shouldn't have canceled Havdalah. We should have just said, make Havdalah on bread. So said the Shita Kubetz, said to the discerning reader, You can learn from here, you can't make Havdalah on bread. Right? That's what you can learn, because otherwise poverty would not have been an issue. Okay, let's read a little more. V'chein bedin. Now here comes something interesting, guys. There's always making a diuk that something's true and figuring out a rationale for why it's true. What has the Shita done thus far? The careful reader will realize you can't make Havdalah on bread. Of course, we still want to know, why not? If you can make Kiddush on bread, why can't? I'm just going to give you a warning. In about a minute, I'm going to make like the worst pun of the year. Okay? There's 1 minute warning. Okay, here we go. So why can't you make Havdalah on bread? The low dummy le Kiddush, the Kiddush we tokshu ba'al suda mekachin al pat, mashenkin Havdalah. What is the argument here, guys? What is Shita basically saying? That bread has no role to play in Havdalah. That was the point. Okay? Bread. Okay, that. Because if you think about it, bread is very front and center in Kiddush. Why is bread very front and center in Kiddush? Because you can't make Kiddush unless it leads to a meal. So you can say bread is part and parcel of what I'm doing. And therefore bread has a tremendous relevance to Kiddush. But there's no thing called Ein Havdalah El B'Makom Suda. And therefore bread has nothing to do with Havdalah. Now the Shita's done a great job. We both have a diuk from the Gemara that you can't make Havdalah on bread. And we've got a good svara why you can't make Havdalah on bread. Everything that's over? Okay, he does raise one more interesting question. Now, I don't want to get into too much detail here, but it is interesting, not everybody agrees that there's a rule called Ein Kiddush Makom Suda. Those who went to Arvei Pesach might have discovered it's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So this is a great svara if I hold, like we do, that Kiddush is connected to a Suda. If I don't hold that, then it becomes trickier to differentiate between Kiddush and Havdalah. But we'll leave that aside for now. For our purposes, what did we learn here? We have a good inference that you can't make Havdalah on bread, and we have an explanation why you can't make Havdalah. Okay, one more point here, guys, in the Tzlach. Okay, let's look at the Tzlach. The Tzlach was written by the Rav Yecheskel Landau, okay, the Note of Yehuda, and his Perush on Shas is called the Tziun L'Nefesh Chaya. As you guys know, if you've heard this tangent from me, it is the name of a sefer, a list of svarim named for your mother or grandmother. Okay, he had a, I don't remember if it was mother or grandmother, his mother was named Chaya. So what's Tziun L'Nefesh Chaya? This is my marker for the soul of Chaya. Okay, guys, you can name a sefer for... Sam, you hear that? You can name a sefer for your mother. Very exciting. Okay, so Tziun L'Nefesh Chaya. Okay, here we go. So let's look at this. So he says, where do we see this back and forth about economics, guys? In Havdalah. Avo Kiddush, takeif mitzchila toni tekin ala kos v'gam b'tfila. So this is very interesting, guys. Again, think about the Kiddush Havdalah parallel, but not in terms of bread, but in terms of the dual factor. What does he claim? In Kiddush, during every generation ever, how did it work? How many Kiddushes were there? There were always two. Right? I mean, guys, there's no Atochan and Tanu edition, but think about the whole middle section of the Amidah Friday night. What essentially is the middle section of the Amidah Friday night? It's a Kiddush, right? Chulu. Right? So in Kiddush, no matter what their situation was, they always had both Tefillah and Kos. So now he's curious. Why does Kiddush outrank Havdalah? Kiddush always had both. Havdalah, depending on economics, sometimes had one, sometimes had the other. Why did it play out differently? Okay. Shai brachem tzit shebitfilah hi Kiddush hayom. V'atam shetkavu Kiddush tekevah Kos af shu'aniyim. Hainu sha'af ani b'yisrael tzachir pat l'sudet Shabbat. U'memeila meinu yayin yuchala kadeh shal pat. Shapadu mokom hayayin. So the first answer is very easy, actually. The previous piece solves this. Why in Kiddush were they not worried about economics as much? Precisely because you can make Kiddush on bread. So Havdalah is a bigger economic drain than Kiddush. Since Havdalah needs wine, that's an economic drain. Since bread, Kiddush could be made on bread, it was not an economic drain. So that's the simplest shot. But now comes the ancient guys. Afilu dat Rabbeinu Tam per Gavri Pesachim she'ein mekachin al hapat. There is a sheet out there that we don't follow that you can't make Kiddush on bread. Where is he basically going with the second answer, guys? That Kiddush has a higher halakhic ranking than Havdalah. Okay, it may be true. I don't get into a long conversation, guys. It's really a tangent. It might be that Kiddush is Doraita and Havdalah is Darabanan. Ultimately, Kiddush ranks more. And again, obviously, in all of life, you're balancing values. You don't want life to be too economically difficult for the community, but obviously you'd be more likely to give them, to push them when it comes to a deraita than a derbana. Guys, I just want to sum up the Kiddush Havdalah move, and we'll come back to our main question, which is ta bazoo bazoo. But this is a little tangent, but it's a worthwhile tangent, because I think we learned a lot. What are the two Kiddush Havdalah distinctions we discussed today? Number one, you can make Kiddush on bread, you can't make Havdalah on bread. What's the diuk that that's true, guys? What's the inference that that's true? Before we get to why. What's the inference? That's why in this sugya, poverty was a problem. Because even if they had bread, they still couldn't make Havdalah. That's the diuk. What's the logic why it's true?
There's no role.
Ah, way to go, Yohan Verdi. Exactly formulated correctly. Okay, because bread has a role to play in Kiddush and not in Havdalah. Okay, second question. Why is it that Kiddush was always a two-for-one deal? It wasn't dependent on economics. Kiddush, they always said, both Tila and Kos and Havdalah went back and forth. Okay, first answer, very practical. Well, since you can make Kiddush on bread, it was not subject to the fluctuations of the economy. Right, very practical. Second answer, Kiddush has more weight in Halacha than Havdalah. Okay, any questions on that before we go back to Tav, Bazu, Bazu? Avi.
A la coast, and then I have to switch, and then it switched back. But it seemed like from the beginning, the Kiddush was made so that it's both brachas. It's like not, it's not the same.
What do you mean?
Kiddush was.
Isn't that exactly the last question?
No, but in Kiddush we don't see a fluctuation, and Havdalah we do see a fluctuation. But it's really in Kiddush we see that from the beginning they enacted two brachas, but Havdalah they didn't enact.
Okay, I'm just thinking about that for a second, and his explanations wouldn't work based on that?
I don't think so. He's explaining why...
What if he said... Let's just try the first answer for a second, Avi. What if I say that in Chazal's mind... Oh, I see what you're saying. That's the question. Avi's right. See, guys, when Avi answers this question, you have to think carefully. Because I was going to say, May Rosh, they said, ideally you should have both. But that's obviously not true, because if the Havdalah started in a wealthy period, Havdalah should have started... That's actually an excellent point. If you go to the second answer, it works, though. Maybe not even the second answer. Yeah, Avi's right, actually. Ever catch Avi's question? That's a very clever question. If I'm really saying that the ideal was both, and it's only economic limitations, then the first stage of Havdalah is a problem. Right? Because doesn't it sound like the first stage of Havdalah was... No, sorry. Forget it, Avi. It was a great question. You had a great question until 2 seconds ago. Read the first line of Brachot. What do you say now, Avi? Betchila.
When they were poor, it was only tefillah.
It started with just tefillah. But had they start with just kos, I have no answer to your question. But they start with just tefillah, so it works. What if they say the ideal always would have been both? But the world has economic limitations. So when they started Havdalah, people were not so wealthy. But then we have a distinction between Kiddush and Havdalah, so it works.
When it says Hashir, Kuala, kos.
We say, why didn't they go to both at that point?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. I think it's less problematic, though, at this point. I hear you, sir.
I think you need a second answer. Because of that, because then they would have done both when they were mature.
Yeah.
All right. I'll think about it a little bit. I'll say this, Avi. It was very clever what you did. I do think it's not as stark as it was originally, but I'll think. It's okay. You can disagree, Avi. It's okay. Elon.
Is there some discussion similar to the dollar for Kiddush? You forget, or is it the clause, I guess, forget to say Kiddush and Shul, and then sing it?
Well, it's a little bit... I think you're right, you could have it, but again, it's harder to do in... Right? Understand why it's harder to do in Friday night? What would it mean to forget Kiddush Friday night? It would basically mean to leave out the middle part of the Amidah. Right? That's very different than saying the Amidah and forgetting this insertion called... Now, again, I'm not saying the fact that it's infrequent means it couldn't happen, but it's much more likely in Havdalah than in... Oh, so that actually does come up, by the way, guys. In fact, there's a famous question, which I'm not going to get into right now, but here's an interesting question for you guys. Okay, I want you to know this. What level of chiyuv do women have in Kiddush? Doraita, right? We say everyone who's chayiv in Shamar is chayiv in Zachar. So there are some achronim that say the following. What if you live in a community where the men go to shul, the women don't? Right? Maybe every man was yotzei Kiddush midoraita in shul, and maybe when they come home, is it obvious that they could be able to say Kiddush for their wives? They're only doing the Rabbanan at this point, and their wives are still chayav in, assuming the wives didn't daven. I guess the wives daven would solve the problem. But so again, it does work. I'm not going to get to why right now, but realize that question was raised, right? So you guys are, it's not theoretically on. It could be that we're all yotzei our basic Kiddush just by davening Friday night. Okay, that could be actually be true. Okay, who has another comment? Josh, you want to say something or no? Okay, so let's leave that aside. Can we go back to Tavazu Bazu? Okay, so we did this nice tangent about Kiddush and Havdalah. We've explained two distinctions between them. We're now back to Tavazu Bazu. Again, what was our problem? What exactly does it mean to make a mistake in Havdalah Alakos? Why did it not work out that the mistake was that I didn't say it? Why does that not work? Makes sense. The mistake was that I just didn't say it. I can still say it. So say it now. That's not a mistake. It's an hour later. Just say it. Okay, so let's go to Tosas Rashi in 5. He explicitly says the question. Tameli, my bazoo bazoo. What could it mean? How can I make a mistake? I have till Tuesday. Elon Birdie, this is your day. Future Talmudist of Israel. Elon, who are you going to discuss your great chakiris with in UCLA next year?
I should know the guy. He went to UCLA before. He's never
there. Oh, there you go. And Rabbi Kaplan. And, you know, David Edwards Hokolo. Okay? just don't discuss science and Chazal, okay? Okay, here we go. Okay, so... Vinirli Lafarsh Kigon, She'achal O Asa Malacha, Kodim Shiv Delakos. There it is. First answer to Rashi, Elon Birdie. How do I make a mistake? Not that I said the wrong Havdalah, but I did the wrong thing before Havdalah. Now, notice one thing, guys. Notice what's saying, Joey? Notice that he has two. This is also interesting, guys, if you're a close reader. Notice he has two examples. He assumes that doing Malacha and eating would be the same. Okay, again, maybe that's logical to all of you, but just think, is that true? Could you differentiate between the two, or do you think they're necessarily... One second, Joe, okay? Okay, we got the Elon Birdie answer. This is just a great day, guys. If you read the Tosafot Rashi, what you got Elon Birdie, and you got Yoni Kurtz. V'yesh Mefarshim, that stands for Yoni Kurtz. V'yom Tov Shechol Yod B'motzi Shabbos. Ah! V'lomar V'tina B'tfilah, V'alakos Amar Kiddush, V'lomar Havdalah. That makes a lot of sense. Yoni Kurtz, there you are. When might I make a mistake? A Yaknaha situation is perfect. There's a lot going on. It's confusing. We're not used to it. You could easily envision somebody saying the Kiddush for Pesach, but leaving out the Havdalah. So far, guys, we have two solutions to Ta Bazoo Bazoo. We've got the Elon Birdie solution, and we've got the Yoni Kurtz solution. Okay, let's read a little bit more, then I'll take comments. Turn the page, please. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry?
Isn't it intrinsic to bring in the next Chag ending Shabbos because you're starting a new day, in a sense?
Wait, there for what, though?
So therefore, you're concluding Shabbos even if it's an indirect command.
You want to say that somehow saying Kiddush for Pesach is by definition a Havdalah on Shabbos?
Yeah, you can't be bringing Pesach in on Shabbos, and how would that work?
Okay, so I don't get that. I don't think you're correct, but I'm sorry. I have 19 minutes left. I'm not going to debate in a second. Michael, I'll get to you in a minute. Okay, I'm going to the Miri now. Source 7. Now, I just want to ask now, I think Elon and Yoni have done a great job, but you always want to know, are there alternative solutions? Is it possible to come up with a fourth, or third or fourth theory, what Tabazoo Ubazoo means? Okay, so let's go to the Ur Zeruah. We'll make life really interesting. We'll come back to me here in a minute. The Ur Zeruah was Rav Yitzchak from Vienna. He was a member of the Ashkenazi world, but he didn't live in the standard cities of France and Germany. Very interesting research. Let's see what the Ur Zeruah says. Okay, Bo, Minim Rav Shesha, Tabazoo Bazoo. Here we go. Pirish bitzfila shelo hivdil. That's very simple. Uva havdala. He is less skeptical than me. Sha'amba brev pirgafin, brev atse besamba reish, velo amar hamadim kodeshavol. I said, what's the likelihood of someone doing this? Says the Zohar, I don't care. That's the case. Right? It's exactly parallel to havdala bitzfila. What does it mean you made a mistake in havdala bitzfila? You didn't say atachim tanu. What does it mean you made a mistake in havdala alakos? You got all the other brachot in there and somehow managed to leave out a mavda. Admit, guys, extremely unlikely. No one has ever called me to say I did this. What's my din? But okay, unlikely things happen in the world. That's the case of ta bazoo bazoo. Okay, let's read a little bit more. V'hainu ta'a, she'imamar lo birech klal. He has the same problem as Tosas Rashi. If he forgot Abdel altogether, la v'hainu ta'a. What's the problem once again? That's not a mistake. Okay, so now let's skip a little bit. But now things get interesting, guys. So what would it mean? What would it mean at this point, Choser LaRoche? What would I do? So let's keep reading. So he says, at the end of the third line, Pirish Kishin Nizkar Shelo Birech, Yachzor LaRoche Yudchet, Yavdil Batfila. So Shmon Esri is easy. What's Choser LaRoche? I say Shmon Esri again, and add a Tachan Antanu. Val HaKos... Now, here's the interesting, guys. What's the tension now? Well, Choz LaRosh sounds like? Say it again. What's the obvious question? Yeah, I already made my brach on Eish. What justifies another brach on Eish? Look at his first approach. You're right. I would have a stand. I keep going. You said before, right? I would just say a standalone Hamavdil. Avol eino choser. Well, you basically said it's not ta at that point. Okay, good. Avol eino choser v'omer gevin u'psam v'ei share kvar amran. I've already said them. V'chol mevarek b'achshon yitzchuk. Omi shmul tisei shemekal hashav. So why do you say the same problem with davening, guys? Right, in a certain sense, I can never daven too much. Now, this is really interesting, but I didn't have a chance to investigate it. V'li ani ha-machaber nirabenai de-choz l'rosh kai gam al-havdala. That's pretty remarkable. What does the Ezra want to suggest at the end? That somehow in this scenario, despite what it looks like, I'd be justified in making b'samim m'neish again. Now, that really requires analysis. Everyone understand what just happened? Okay, so let's just sum up saying, guys, third shot of the day, that the ta'ud is a regular Havdalah, just leaving out that bracha somehow. What would Chos L'Rosh mean? First approach in the Ozerua? It's not really Chos L'Rosh. What do? I just make that last bracha of Havdalah. What a more intriguing possibility, which we really need to spell out what the logic could be, I'm somehow justified in doing the whole package again. Okay, we got the third shot down. We'll get to the fourth shot in 1 second. Joey.
I had a question before, but it's not relevant.
Yeah, please, I'm checking. Just fill us with cold water. Thanks very much. Yeah.
First of all, I think Akiva is right. Like, some of it aged, that it doesn't have any relevance. You could just pour the cup, say a guffin again, and then just do that. Or just
wait, you're asking a different question. Joey's asking a very good question. Wait, I didn't think of that. See, guys, it's fun to give shir. It's like you get learnings from your students. Okay, this is actually great. I'm going to put this next time against your call. I'm going to put this in, Joey. Okay, and I should also point out, Joey Dodd is wearing a lovely Hawaiian shirt. And where is David Bentor? Oh, that's right. He's probably not wearing a Hawaiian shirt there in Yerucham, right? That'd be funny to check out the yeshiva coming in your Hawaiian shirt.
Dan Belge
is he has a great wardrobe, but that's not like... It doesn't like convey Hawaiianess, no? What do you think? Alright, wait, anyway, guys, I'm not an expert on the world of Hawaiian drinks. Well, yeah, what do you say? Let's check. Wait, is that clear? I was gonna check. I was gonna ask the suit lady if that counts as a Hawaiian drink. Okay.
That's the Belgian perception.
Ah, there you go. You'd say that's the Belgian perspective on Hawaii. Okay. But I thought your perspective comes from like Woodmere in Brooklyn. Okay. I guess you've been unsuccessful, so. Okay. Yeah, Elon, go ahead. luckily, I didn't explain that, so in Wire Tour, no one's going to ever understand unless they go like 2 weeks before. Yeah, Elon.
If you say, Havdalah before Mar, right?
If you say Havdalah before Mar.
You're doing Malacha and messing up Havdalah. And then would you still
be required to... Okay, if you don't mind, can we not deal with messing up the order? I'm just trying to simplify.
Isn't that Zobazel?
Like, that you're messing both? Inherently? I'm sorry, I'm going to leave that possibility aside. Yeah, Michael. I never explained Joey's question. I got distracted. I get distracted by my entertainment. Okay, let's go back to Joey's question for a second. I'm sorry, Michael. Okay, give me 1 second, guys. Okay, Joey had a very good question. What would be the problem with our Zohar that I raised so far about saying the brachot again? So the problem I raised was, or you all raised, is bracha batala. I already made besamim. I already made eish. What's the justification for making them again? But Joe made a great, great point. It's not just bracha batala. Guys, this is a totally separate argument why I shouldn't have to go over them again. Because Joey's right. They're not really crucial to havdalah to begin with. Does everyone know that? If you made havdalah without besamim and eish, you are fully yotze. They're like separate bracha that we kind of throw into havdalah. They're not really essential to the havdalah experience. So I should have thought of that question. That's also a good question. Like, even if I could overcome the bracha batala problem, why am I so motivated to do the whole package? Joey, that is an excellent question on the second shot. Yeah, Michael.
I'm actually going to go with my second question first.
Mm-hmm.
So if we say just like, it's basically a bondage case again, that means like,
if you go with the Orzerua, second shot. That you're actually saying the entire package again.
Right.
Okay.
Or just like, no, it's the fact that you have to repeat anything.
No, but again, if I only say Hamabdil, I'm not repeating anything. I'm repeating Amidah, but I'm not repeating anything in Havdalah.
So if you say you have to repeat everything.
In Amidah.
Yeah. And in.
No, again, I don't like the word, maybe I'm being too pedantic. I don't like the word repeat. What's the Arzua's case? I said davening and left out a Tachanut Tanur. I said Havdalah and left out Hamabdil. What am I doing now, Havdalah, when I come back? But I'm saying Hamavdil. I'm not actually repeating anything I've said before.
I think if you say all three of them, right? If you say the entire thing again.
That's why I said only according to the second version of the Ezra. Right. Okay.
So we're saying it's just the final clumsiness. Why does it specifically need to be And so that would imply that you're that there actually maybe are essential to Havdalah.
Well, that's why I think Joey's question really forces us to confront that. It's a very good question.
So, but if you were to say they were essential to Havdalah,
yeah.
Could it be that you also just forgot one of the other brackets?
Oh, you want to say, why don't I make the case? I only remembered HaGefen for the sake of argument. Does that really make it better?
No, I'm just saying, like, it widens the scope.
Okay, it's interesting. Okay, since it's like a slight variation, I'm going to leave it for now. Yeah, Michael, sorry. Go ahead. First and second questions are not just about chronology. It's like a deeper first and second question. Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
What if you mess up the
second
one?
Yeah, go ahead, Michael. Go with them, sorry?
First that you made a mistake in the beginning.
Yeah.
There will be a point when you have two cubes to make a dollar.
What do you mean by two cubes?
So at the point when you ate, you have to set the $7.
Okay.
At that point, you have to make a dollar twice, no?
What? I'm still missing it. Why twice?
For the first time.
Meaning you were supposed to make Havdalah a la kos before eating.
Right.
You did not listen and you had your piece of pizza.
Oh,
so why does that generate a second chiyuv, right? You're still chayav to make Havdalah to begin with.
So I thought you were saying if you ate and then made Havdalah, that's a mistake. The order is eating and then Havdalah, that's a mistake. And then you have to redo it again the second time.
I see what you're saying. I understand.
So you say eating is a mistake.
I actually think that eating already is a mistake. That's very clever what you just said. But why can't I say, if I was supposed to make Havdalah first, the second I sit down and have my sandwich, that's a ta'ut.
No, but that's part of what he's
that is a ta'ut qua Havdalah Kos.
It's not
making
Havdalah after eating.
But again, think about it this way. I think if you think about what each Havdalah accomplishes, Havdalah Kos is what opens the fridge. So if I eat before Havdalah Kos, what kind of mistake I've made? A mistake regarding Havdalah Kos.
But then you're not returning and doing it again. You're not returning. You're doing it the first time.
Okay, so some of you are right. One thing that's very good, Michael. One of the things that might emerge is something that Ezra just suggested, that Chozer LaRosh might mostly be a comment on Tefillah, not so much a comment on the Kos. Haven't seen that? I don't know if you noticed, but Ezra briefly alluded to that. So maybe we should really think of Chozer LaRosh that way. And I think it even makes sense, because what are we saying till now? If my only mistake was forgetting a Tachan Etanu, I wouldn't have to daven again. But what happens if I do a dual mistake? Chos LaRosh. But what could I argue now? What does Chos LaRosh mean? Now I do have to daven again. Right? You're right, Michael. It's not really a Chos LaRosh regarding the Kos. I think that's a very good point. Okay, two more comments to go to the last chat. Actually, three. Yeah, Josh.
So, two questions. First of all, on the if you're saying that Havdalah, that Hamadil itself can be a standalone bracha, then why don't we just say, okay, you said the first three bracha, now just say it. And it would be a continuation.
But isn't that
standalone?
I keep going to ask that question. Keep it here, Josh asked your question. Maybe you couldn't even, what was our problem till now? That it's not a ta'ud, could just say Havdalah now. So you're saying you could ask another version of that question. It's not a ta'ud, just say Hamavdil now. I'm not sure it's exactly parallel, because Hamavdil was meant to go as part of the larger structure. So it's a little bit easier for me to view that as a ta'ud, but I hear the question. Simcha. I'm sorry, I realized you had two questions. Yeah, Simcha, go ahead.
Post Yom Tov, I know like after Shabbos you have to Tuesday.
Oh, that is a great question. Okay, so here's a really fascinating question, guys. It's a good example of how a rejected Shita comes back into play. Okay, here we go, guys. I was not going to do this, but it's just too interesting to pass up. Okay, very good, Simcha. Okay, in Arvei Pesachim, there's a machlokas how long you have for Havdalah after Shabbos. One day it says you have till Tuesday. We've already explained the logic. The other day it says I have till the end of Sunday. Who can tell me what the logic of the second position is? Why would you say I have till the end of Sunday to make Havdalah? Josh? Forget Tashlumin. That's also an interesting question. Sage? I'm sorry? Ah, it is the same halachic day. Maybe the idea is how long do I have to say Havdalah? Well, if it's Motzei Shabbos, so I have that entire halachic day to do so. Everyone good so far, guys? So that is both reasonable positions. Either I have through Sunday or I have through Tuesday. Clearly we paskin through Tuesday. But here's where things get really interesting to the simplest point. So I say, okay, so that Sunday position had its brief day in the sun in Arvei Pesachim, then it gets punted for halachic history. But then some achronim said, wait, how much time do I have if I miss it on Motzei Yom Tov? Now, if I think there really isn't a parallel, think about it. There really isn't. I always wanted to find the sheet. I never found it. There's not a real parallel to Shabbos. What would that mean? I have like halfway from like Pesachim to Shavuos. I have halfway from Shavuos to Sukkos. Like, I've been waiting for years to find some Achron who says that, but I've not found it yet. Okay, so apparently, like, it doesn't really flow. You can't really make a parallel between the Shabbos situation and the Yom Tov situation. But here, if you look at Rabbi Kegler, there's a brilliant Rabbi Kegler. Rabbi Kegler says, wait, it's true that the 3-day Svara has no parallel. So what should I now do? I should revive the 1-day Svara. Right, the 1-day Svara was a perfectly reasonable Svara. It just lost out to the 3-day Svara. Joshua, here we go. Another like Hamina coming back to life. So Rabbi Kegler says, I have till the end of that next day. Okay, so that's very interesting.
I don't think it's crazy that you like, forgot for 1 day to do it. Like, until Tuesday, that seems a little inconceivable.
Okay, I hear. Interesting. Okay, Joey.
So back to the other Shabbat,
mm-hmm.
I guess he talks about eating before
Abdullah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, doing malacha before
Abdullah.
Why is, first off, why is that a problem if you already said it?
No, well, what's the case? Tav, bazoo. Right? So you weren't justified to do malacha either. Okay? All right, now we can do one last thing, guys. Now, let me just throw in one last thing, guys. There are two things we can do. I'm not sure what to do, but I'm going to make a audible here right now. Okay, there is a fourth shot. The fourth shot's in the Meiri. I'm actually going to skip it for now. You're all invited to read the fourth shot and come talk to me about it. I want to do one other thing. There's a very interesting piece in the Chavruta in page 9. Chavruta is something you get in the Bar Ilan. Because he has an interesting split, and I like his svar. Let's look at source 9 for 1 second, then we'll go to Sage. Uvidim Rabbeinu Varash Mukach, Shirak Achila Lufnei Havdala Nechshevet Kita'ah, Velo Melacha. So that is very interesting, right? We noticed, Ilan Birdi said, what if I eat first? And then we saw some Rishonim say, either I eat first or I do malacha first. So you could say, okay, eating was a mistake. But some people seem to think somehow they're not cut from the same cloth. And the eating mistake would somehow be different than the malacha mistake. And of course, the million-dollar question is why? Why would I differentiate between the eating mistake and the malacha mistake? So before we get to Hisra, Avi, what do you think?
I mean, if it's still Shabbos for you, then doing malacha is just like, is there no right? So
what's Shabbos and Shabbos?
That's like more than, it's more than like a talk.
He's saying you think the other way around.
Okay, so it's interesting, although he's going to say a different story.
He's going to say one shot.
Okay, very good. So Evan, go to this end of the second line. This is really fascinating. It requires a lot more investigation. The tam ha-chiluk. What's the reason for differentiating? Ki iser ha-chila eno mi-chasha shemi imshach. What would be shemi imshach? That what would that indicate? There's nothing inherently wrong. I'm just afraid I'm going to get pulled into it and forget. Right, mashach, I'll be continued, I'll be pulled. Elohu iser be'etzem ha'achila kodem ha'avdala. Ka'achila kodem kiddush. V'lechein gam timasura. V'im achal nechshav ketut ba'avdala. Okay, guys, it's going to even more lumpish in 1 second. Okay, he's going to make, Akiva Gardner's going to go to lunch in a good mood. Okay, but before we get there, let's just think about that. What's he claiming, guys? He's claiming, why can't I do malacha? Actually, not inherently. What does he seem to assume? Once the sun goes down, the stars come out? What's the reality? Shabbos is over. That's like the astronomical reality takes over. Why did Chazal tell me not to do malacha until I say I'm Havdil? They're afraid that if I start doing malacha, what's going to happen? It's all over, right? I'll start my work project and I'll just forget what I'm supposed to do. So notice, it's not an inherent problem. It's just a Shema Yimshach. We're all good so far? Okay. But apparently, according to this, again, we have to see what this is based on, but let's take it at face value for now. But where does the Isra Achila come from? That's not because I'm afraid the meal is going to go on forever. That's simply an inherent Isra. Just like I'm not supposed to eat Friday night before Kiddush, I am not supposed to eat Motzei Shabbos before Havdalah. Okay, we got that? So the claim is that Malacha Shemi Yimshach, and eating is inherent. Wait. Now again, it's going to get even more sharp. Now comes the really lumpish point. And not so surprisingly, if you have a really lumpish point, the Grizz rears his head. Okay, the two often go together. Ach iser malacha hu midine hashabbos kamo shabir agrees shechayah bracha lahatir samalacha ki ein ha iser midine habdala vim asa malacha ta midine shabbos below the habdala. See, he's claiming that, think about the kiddush parallel, guys. What do we say now? Kiddush is meant to kick off your meal. Therefore, if I eat before kiddush, I'm somehow ruining kiddush. So guess what? Eating before habdala is the same thing. Where doing malacha before Abdallah is not in any way, it's just a fear that what might happen. But once you say that, what could you say? What constitutes a ta'ut b'havdallah? Only, but you see, based on all this, what constitutes a ta'ut b'havdallah? Only eating. Because eating was about the essence of Abdallah. Right? Kiddush is meant to kick off the eating of Friday night. Havdallah is meant to kick off the eating of Motzei Shabbos. So when you eat, you're kind of violating Havdallah principles, as it were. But when I do malacha, that was just a rabbinic fear. It's not that I'm violating Havdallah principles. And therefore, that's a ta'ut and not that. Let me do a 30-second summary. I'll take the last two comments, guys. We tried, I'll leave it to Shabbos versus Yom Tov. We discussed two interesting things, though. The bread distinction and the dual chiyuv distinction. In terms of what does ta bazu bazu mean, we've seen three theories. We've got the Ilan Birdie theory. What's ta bazu? You ate or made malacha. We'll get back to that in a second. We've got the Yoni Kurtz theory. It's a Yom Tov and Yom Tov, it's understandable that you left out Havdalah. We have the Arzurur's radical theory. It's not Yom Tov, it's a regular Motzash. Guess what? People do strange things. Even on a regular Motzash, you could have left out Havdalah. We discussed the Arzurur. There's a fourth Shadmir we're not getting to right now. But we did raise an interesting question. If you go with the Ilan Birdie pshat, is it both malacha and eating, or is it a distinction? We thought the two would go together, but based on the last idea we saw in the Griz, maybe eating is more essentially a Havdalah mistake than malacha is, and you could differentiate. Okay, last couple of comments. Joey.
Based on the Griz, you could kind of make a parallel and say that eating itself is kind of like the same way a hefsek between a bracha and actually the Griz, say the bracha again. So you could say once you eat, maybe that's a good svara as to why you do the whole Havdalah. Because it was basically a hefsek. Like you lost the ability to do the whole Havdalah.
Okay, interesting. Say.
Why you need to go back to
the tefillah. You don't like my kanas shot at all.
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay, Sage. Okay. Fine, we'll discuss some of time, yeah.
And then the second one is in the first shot of the Urdu, why don't you have to do, I mean, kind of like we why don't you have to do like hand off and allow?
I mean, you want to say even if Asian, well wait, Sage, what if it's like 20 minutes later? Why is it obvious to us to make hagafen again?
No, but that's not like.
It's 20 minutes later. I want more wine, but I just made hagafen on wine 20 minutes ago.
Saying the bracha of Mahatma is not halakhos if you're just saying bracha.
Okay, so that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Okay, Sage is right. You need more investigation. What does it mean to make a bracha halakhos? And is there any model of a bracha halakhos without hagafen? By the way, it might connect. You think about it. Shiklo gave earlier this year. Might connect to Ashkenazim and Sephardim about Pesach night. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
That Ashkenazim make four bread hagafens and Sephardim make two. You could kind of link the questions, but okay, yeah, simple.
I know we counted out the idea of forgetting by Tuesday. It doesn't seem conceivable, but like they had such a havamina that you would get involved in malacha and totally forget that they instituted a rule that you can't do malacha in between.
So oh, I have a great answer. I have a great answer, actually. Okay, now you really made my day, guys. Who could give an answer to Simcha's question? Simcha says, why do we just say, what's ta bazu bazu? I left at a tachanatanu. I wake up Wednesday morning and say, I never made Havdalah alakos. Why isn't that a great case of ta bazu bazu? Can anyone tell me a good answer? I've got a great answer.
You wouldn't be able to make Havdalah.
Exactly, Avi. The answer is because I can't make Havdalah anymore. I mean, it's not that it's not enough of a toad. It's too good a toad. Like, I've hit the point where it's too late. So if it's too late, who cares, right? Even according to my shot of the knas, you can't knas somebody now. It's too late to make Havdalah. Yeah, Michael.
Wait, so what if you realize you made a mistake from Sunday?
Well, isn't that some of the case we're discussing?
No, but the problem is here it's not.
No, but why is it Ta'ut? You could still make Havdalah. That was the question we started with, the Tosfos, right?
I'm saying, you
want to say that maybe missing Saturday night is enough to be a Ta'ut?
No, I'm saying, eat Saturday night.
No, but then we're back to Ilan Birdie's shot, right?
No, but I'm saying, and then you don't realize it for Sunday.
I understand, but why wasn't the eating enough to already get me there?
No, that is a mistake.
So I'm trying to get like what the Sunday adds to your analysis. I see. I'm sorry, Michael.
You
I didn't say the question.
You just say.
Except for one thing, guys. Okay. I don't want to keep you guys waiting. So I'm just going to say one idea, and then anyone wants to choose, we can choose me afterwards. Okay, there's actually a brilliant piece by Chaim Soloveitchik as well. It's like the super lumpus day today. Okay, here's the case, guys. What if Let's go with who's a great sleeper. Who's a great sleeper in the yeshiva? Aaron Levin. Okay, Aaron Levin's a great sleeper. So he stays up all Friday night learning Gemara and Chassidus. Okay, now he's exhausted. He goes to sleep Shabbos afternoon. Next thing you know, he wakes up Sunday morning. He slept for 17 hours. Very impressive day. Okay, and now guess what? That means he didn't daven Marv at all. Okay, but he was shogeg. So what he's going to say Shachris Sunday morning? He's going to say two amidas, right? Okay, in which amidah should you say Atochan and Tanah? Okay, so here's where things get interesting. So almost all poskim say the second one. And what's the argument? How does Tashlumen work? Well, the first one is the substitute for Shachris, and the second one is the substitute for the missed Marv. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said that's totally wrong. You should do it in the first one. And here's Reb Chaim's great lumnus. Reb Chaim said, Atochan and Tanah is not a Marv davening. It is where it's supposed to appear in the first chol that shows up. Why do we always say it in Marv? Because guess what, guys? The norm in life is that Marv shows up first. But if you could create some bizarre universe where Shachris showed up before Marv, right, you'd make it. It's actually very clever and pretty convincing, actually. Right? There's no inherent link between Atochan and Tanah and Marv. Tanah was meant to be chol. So guess what? When Sunday morning, when Aaron does Tashlumen, Shachris shows up before Marv. So he's Atochan Tanah in the first Amidah, right? Everybody have a great Shabbos. Who's this?